Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shavuos. Perek Zayin starts off with talking about Kedushas HaPeros, and the question is, to what does Kedusha Shemitah apply? And so our Mishnah begins with Klal Gadol Omer B'Shavuos. This is a very important general rule about Shavuos, about Shemitah, and particularly about what has Kedusha Shemitah. Kol Shehu Ma'achal Adam, first of all, if it is either human food or animal food or a dye, you know, for making colors, so any of those three things, that's criteria number one. And criteria number two is it doesn't last in the ground; it will rot. Right. So if you leave tomatoes on the vine, they will rot. If you leave apples on the tree, they will rot. If you leave wheat in the field, it will rot. Right? If you leave an onion in the ground, it will keep growing and it'll stay there forever. So we're now talking about things that are food, but do not last. They will rot if you leave them in the ground. So all of these things, yesh lo shavuos, uludama of shavuos. If something fits into this category, so first of all, it has Kedusha Shemitah and needs to be treated appropriately. Second of all, its money has Kedusha Shemitah. What does that mean, its money has Kedusha Shemitah? Well, if you take, we have discussed previously that you're allowed to pick enough for yourself, for your family, right? And bring it home to eat. If you don't need it, if you change your mind and you don't want it, so that you are actually allowed to sell. You can't do business with it, but you're actually allowed to sell it. So, you know, I pick apples for my family and I bring them home and nobody's in the mood for apples. We really had enough apples, no more apples. So now I've got apples sitting in my house. What am I going to do with them? So I just like kind of walk down to the corner and say, anybody want to buy an apple? And I can sell those apples. They have Kedusha Shemitah. I have to tell everybody, hey, these apples have Kedusha Shemitah. And if somebody buys the apple from me, the apple retains its Kedusha, but the money also gets Kedusha Shemitah. Now, this is different than pretty much any other kind of thing that that is Hekdesh that can be purchased, right? If I have a something that I dedicate to the Beis HaMikdash, and then I redeem it, so then that means that the Kedusha leaves the object and transfers to the money. In this case, the Kedusha does not leave the fruit, it stays in the fruit, and it transfers to the money. Now, that money is now, has now Kedusha Shavuos, and in particular, it is apples, right? That money has a Kedusha of Shemitah apples. And we'll see why that's important in a minute. Now, if I would take that money now and go buy meat, so the Kedusha does not remain in the money. The Kedusha transfers from the money into the meat. So now the original apples are still Kadosh from Kedusha Shemitah, and the money is not, but the meat is. And the meat has the Kedusha of Shemitah apples. Okay, so yesh lo shavuos uledamav shavuos. And yesh lo bior uledamav bior. We have previously mentioned that the mitzvah of bior is because the Torah says that the food of Shemitah has to be for you and for your family, etc. It has to be for your animals and for the wild animals in the land. And that means that as long as it is available to the wild animals in the land, then it can be available to you. And you're allowed to eat it and allowed to have some at home. But once it runs out in the wild, so the season is completely over, then it's no longer available to the wild animals. That is when you have an obligation to get rid of it. Zman habiur, you have to get rid of it. So when there are no more apples on the trees, I have to get rid of any apples that I have left. How we exactly do biur is a machlokas, and we'll talk about it more later. According to most opinions, you basically take it out onto the front porch and say, out to the street, and say, okay, these apples are hefker. Anybody who wants can come take them. According to some opinions, if nobody takes them, I can take them myself back into the house. But I have to get rid of them. Now, remember that we said that the meat, in our first case, has the Kedusha of Shemitah apples. And when we say uledam of biur, that means that at the same time that I have to get rid of my apples, I also have to get rid of anything that has the Kedusha of the apples. So maybe it's money, maybe it's a piece of meat, right? Maybe it's a sandwich that I bought. Maybe it's a slice of pizza. But whatever it is that has that Kiddush HaShemitah, it is now an apple, and I need to get rid of it at the Zman HaBiur of apples. And that is what it means when it says Uludama of Biur. So now the Mishnah is going to give us a bunch of examples of things that that you might not think fit into these three categories, human food, animal food, or dye, but they do. So we start off with human food. The Ezeh, so what is this? What do you mean? Now, obviously, it's not going to list the stuff that everybody knows is human food. Wheat is human food. Apples are human food. Oranges are human food. Pomegranates are human food. Everybody knows that. We're talking about things here that are not necessarily obvious that they are human food. These things are things that are eaten by humans, but they are not uniquely eaten by humans. They're also eaten by animals. Number one on the list is Ze Alei Haluf Hashoteh, the leaves, right? The leaves that grow on the wild loof. The loof, we already mentioned, is a type of onion. We're not talking about the actual onion. We're talking about the leaves that grow out of the top of the onion. So those do die if the onion remains in the ground, if the loof remains in the ground. And therefore, they fit into this category of being human food that does not last in the ground. The Alei Hadandana, and the leaves of the mint, a mint plant. So mint, that's what we use to make tea, right? So it's something that is eaten by people. It's also eaten by animals. But they die, the leaves. Okay, the ha'ulshin. Ulshin is chicory. The ha'kreshim. Kreshim are leeks. The ha'regila. Regila is something called portulac. The netzachal of milkweed. These are all things that are eaten by people, even though you don't necessarily think of them as people food, because they are often animal food. Umachal behima. So what is animal food that you might not think of as animal food? Chochim. Thorns and thistles. So these are specific kinds of thorns and thistles that are regularly fed to camels. So you might not think of them as food because they're just thorns and thistles. But in fact, they are what you normally feed to your camel. And therefore, they're considered animal food and they have Kedusha Shvius. And since they die at the end of the season, they have Biur. When there's no more thorns and thistles left in the field, you have to get rid of any thorns and thistles that you have. And similarly, any money that you might have or other things that you might have that has the kedusha of thorns and thistles. Umimin hatzovim, dyes, types of dyes. So the Mishnah is two different types of dyes. Sfiche isatis. Isatis produces a blue dye, and apparently the svichim are typically something that grows on its own after the harvest was over and there's some seeds left, or some seeds fell in on their own and grew separately. So you might think that the svichim of the isatis are not as high quality, perhaps, and maybe they're not considered used for the dye, but in fact, even the Sefichim of Istis are. The Kotza. A Kotza is something that produces a red dye. And both of these things, the Istis and the Kotza, are plants that die at the end of the season. And so the Mishnah kind of reviews what we've said, because all of these things are either human food, animal food, or dyes, and they don't last in the ground. They die at the end of the season. Yesh lehem shviyas u'lehem shviyas. They get kedusha shmita, and their money gets kedusha shmita if you sell them. Yesh lehem biur v'ledmehem biur. They have to be gotten rid of at the end of the season, and so does their money. The money that you received when you sold them, and of course anything that you subsequently exchange that money for.